Knock, knock. Who's there? What's this new segment? What's this new cover art? What is this you say? It's the K-Drop.
The K-Drop.
Drop. With Maddie and Elle.
Hi. Ding-a-ding.
Hey, everybody. This is Maddie. What's up? Maddie here with Elle. We are here. You may be wondering, what is this new cover art? What is this new thing? What is a K-Drop? And why does it rhyme with K-Pop? Well, we are here to tell you all these things. I'm here with my good friend, Elle. You know her. You love her. And she's the K-pop expert in the A Girl Maddie world. So thank you for being here, Elle.
I don't know if I'm an expert, but I love talking about K-pop.
She knows more than I do. I'm serious. All my information I get from Elle sending me things on Instagram. So this is all I got. Y'all, it's been obviously A Girl Maddie's over a year old. This entire time, I've been thinking it would be great to have a K-pop side project that is just K-pop. It's not K-drama. It's just a little, you know, outlet to talk about K-pop because we do love that. So anyways, Elle and I decided to make the K-drop. Which is, honestly, it's basically its own podcast. This is the debut of a new podcast, truly. And it's all about K-pop with an asterisk of K-pop boy bands, question mark, because we don't know girl groups. Nor,
yeah, true,
care to know very much. Not that
we
they're bad.
Mention them occasionally.
I mean, I'm going to mention one or two maybe girl group things today, but not many. And it's honestly, Elle and I were talking, y'all. We want to make a K-pop podcast that talks about K-pop things that just no one else talks about.
Yeah.
For example, Elle, what's a good example of a topic that we might cover on the K-drop that no one else covers, you know?
Maybe like the best jawlines in K-pop.
Right? I mean.
And why is it Sunwoo?
Best laugh and why is it Dino? How about what if the entire 99 line of all K-pop boy bands went up against the 97ers on a survival show? Who would win?
Ooh, 99s.
That is the question. And that's honestly, like, it's just gonna be a lot of multi-stan fun conversation and with lots of honestly just fun prompts. Today is our pilot.
Yeah. And we want to know what you guys think, too, because a lot of this is just us talking, but we'd love to hear your opinions on, like, who has the best laugh? What's the best viral video?
Yes.
Of K-pop on the internet, you know? Things like that.
Right. And why is it, look at my fit. I've mentioned Dino twice. I already need to be cut off. He deserves it. Look at my fit. we're starting off with a bang today, though, honestly. Elle, would you like to tell our dear friends what our prompt for the day is? Because we're pumped and we have lost sleep and we have potentially skipped commitments in our life to prepare for this episode.
It's so fun. I hope other people will enjoy this and also participate. Like, please participate in this.
We need group participation for this prompt. Okay, what's our prompt, Elle? Go.
Our prompt is, if we could create the best supergroup in K-pop, what would that supergroup be?
Because we jumpin' and poppin', we joppin'.
Mm-hmm.
Except for, we're not stuck in SM Entertainment. We have a wide open
field. In K-pop universe, yes. So, but first we're going to talk about what's current in K-pop.
Yes, we will. So that's the meat. It's, we're going to, Elle and I have prepared articulately, wait, what's the word? Deep,
meticulously.
We put deep preparation. Meticulously. Thank you. We put deep preparation into creating a super group. And we'll talk through. We had criteria.
Mm-hmm.
We had rules.
Yeah.
We had to follow.
In
order
difficult.
To do this, but it was actually a lot of work, and like we would wake up in like sit up in bed and be like, mm-hmm. wait, we need this person in our group, or
yep.
wait, this needs to be the name.
Yeah, what's the concept?
What's the concept? We're gonna talk about our debut concept, like every team colors, and we're literally gonna pitch it like a K Profiles profile. So just
get ready.
We're just going to keep you on your toes for about 10 minutes here and talk through some other what's current in K-pop. So here on the K-drop, we'll do a lot of things. We'll usually talk through just a little bit, like what is going on right now? What are we listening to right now?
Mm-hmm.
And we'll start off with that most of the time.
Yeah.
So L, the first group you have written on here on what's current in K-pop, they're your new bays.
They're my new guys. Yeah.
You love them. Can you talk about it a little
yes.
bit?
Yes. So I've been waiting to get into this group because I knew I was going to love them. So I waited for their new comeback to just like dive totally in. And I've seen so much of their content. I've watched all of their latest season of their variety show, everything. And it is Cravity. And they had a comeback called Sunseeker, their new album Sunseeker. They had a pre-release, which was Cheese, and then their title track is Ready or Not, and it is so much fun, guys. If you just want a fun K-pop, just a good time, you could blast it in the car and just have a smile on your face, Cravity is the band for you. And I actually liked the pre-release the best, Cheese. It's so much fun. But Ray, you're not so really great.
Cheese
too.
Is so much fun.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Cheese is like a lot of fun. Go listen mm-hmm. to Cheese right now. Like,
yes.
Right now, stop this and go listen to Cheese.
It's so fun.
It's a lot of fun. I haven't dove in as deep into Cravity as Elle has, as in like I still don't know all the members. However, I did listen to their entire, and I mean entire, discography while I was driving back and forth from Virginia
nice.
The other week. And I saved a lot of songs. A few of my favorites were A to Z. And
oh,
I
love it.
Ooh, Ah. That one was really good. And then, like, you know, Boogie Woogie. Oh, and Go Go. Those are all pretty good.
What about Groovy?
They're very, like, upbeat and fun.
So
like,
fun.
Almost, I don't know. I'm trying to think of who would you compare them to. Like, almost like TXT
Astro.
Mixed with Ash. TXT mixed with Astro, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're a good time.
Elle, who's your bias?
Oh, I can't choose between the two rappers. I love the rappers. Serim? I don't know how to pronounce his name yet. I'm still new. I think it's Serim. And Alan. I love them
yeah.
both. But I like the whole group. They're so funny. I feel like it's like a group full of DKs.
Yeah, that's what you said. You said it's a group full of DKs, and Alan is basically Bang Chan. So
yeah.
I'm like, sure.
Yeah.
Great. All right. Yeah.
Accurate.
What else current is V's new album,
Ooh.
Layover.
Chill.
Which honestly, like, this is the album to play when you're just like answering your emails,
mm-hmm.
working from home.
Yeah.
Or like driving in the evening.
You just want to relax.
It's just like kind of like a nice, warm, you know, cup of hot cider
mm-hmm.
or something. Like, it's
yeah.
just. It's a good album. Yeah.
Yeah. And
it's just smooth.
As a V
smooth
bias,
jazz, man.
As a V bias, I feel like I've been very patiently waiting
Correct.
For him. He was the last one to release anything solo wise. And so it was really nice to get it and then it to be wonderful and such a warm hug. And I love how he's involving his dog in every aspect of this. As a dog person, I appreciate
Aww.
It. So I feel like it's just, he's been so good to his fans, even though we had to wait. He delivered. So there's a new group that just debuted recently from SM Entertainment called Rise. What are your thoughts about them, Maddie?
Y'all, Rise? Rise are 2 for 2 right now. They only have 2 songs out, and they're both bangers. So I'm honestly, like, pretty pumped about this group. I don't know much about the members at all, but they debuted with, or maybe it's a pre-debut song, was Memories.
Mm. Yes.
Just like very fun, very like just like gets stuck in your head. And then they just dropped a song called Get a Guitar, which the first time I listened to it, I was like, I don't know. But now it's like really grown on me and it starts to play and I like start stomping my foot. And I'm like, I can't help it. It's like, get a guitar. And I'm just like grooving all of a sudden. I'm a big fan of it. And their choreography, they almost like, they like pretend their body is a guitar and they're like strumming themselves all the time. I think it's fun. Do you not think it's as fun?
I really liked Memories. I'm not so much with Get a Guitar, but it is fun. I'll give them that.
Yeah. I liked them both.
But you know what's really fun?
What?
TXT's new song.
TXT's new
Back
song?
Back for More. It's incredible.
Literally.
Absolutely incredible.
So.
Like world changing.
Like so good. Like I watched the music video for Back for More and I was like, my jaw was like on the ground, which like. I watch a lot of K-pop performances, a lot, you know, and I was just watching it, and from the moment Taehyun started singing, I was like, shut up, like, I was so enthralled with this song.
It's incredible.
Enthralled.
The way they debuted it in the VMAs was incredible.
Oh, yeah.
Like, what drama kings, I love it. And I feel like Yeongjun, like, he was born for this song specifically. He is, like, Michael Jackson reincarnated.
Literally.
He's amazing.
It is so Michael Jackson-esque. Mm-hmm. The song is so, like, even, like, Terry, he's like, ow! You know, like, they're all, like, doing, like, all these pelvic thrusts and, like, their little, ooh, ooh, you know, like, all of it is so cinematic, dramatic, like... Oh my gosh. I mean, I personally could have done without, like, it's not that Anita's part is bad, but I could have done if it had just being a TXT song and been very, very happy. But the collab was fun too. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that is like easily number one.
If I knew about her, I think I would like it.
Yeah. It just takes away from the moments that TXT could be performing this song. Like, they should just do the whole thing, you know? I'm like,
more of a dance break.
This is what we need. Yeah. I had a moment with one of my athletes at the cheer gym. She like runs up to me, she's like, Coach Maddie, did you listen to TXT? Did you? And it took me a second to be like, what is she flailing about? And then I started to sing like the opening part that Terry sings, and she was like, and I was like, yes, I... Mm-hmm.
It deserves all that hype.
I sure have, you know? Well, then we both started flailing, and then everyone was like, are they talking about K-pop? And I was like, yeah, okay. Like, anyways, no, I literally, jaw was on the ground. Jaw was on the ground as I watched the music video first, and I was like, what? But you're right, Yeonjun was literally, he came out of his mother's womb for that song.
Yeah. Like, he's incredible. Oh, he's a star.
Oh my gosh.
Absolute star.
He's a star. He's a star. Oh man. Speaking of stars, I know I'm skipping one on your notes here, but we should talk about Even coming from that tone of that.
So good.
Because who else is a star but freaking Kata? He's
Kata!
Such a star. Like,
oh, the way his intro though. His intro was so iconic.
Oh.
It was so iconic.
It's so Ain't nobody getting down with the new thing or whatever he says.
But I just might.
Wait, I don't know what he says. Some new thing. But I just might. Like,
it's so good.
No. Even, Kata. If y'all didn't know, Even was a group that debuted from the Boys Planet cast of Boys. So like Boys Planet has this, you know, it was this reality show like 6 months ago. And basically Even are the guys that didn't make the debut group.
Yeah,
but we all wanted them to, and they just debuted as Even. Well, Kata should have. This is Kata's group. Like, come on.
Kata was my one pick. I'm still bitter.
No, I know. I think a lot of people are bitter, which is why we're here with Even.
But he just destroyed it with this song.
He did. It's like the song was like low-key made for him, kind of.
Yeah, and like, honestly, it's kind of everything that ZB1's... like should have been, you know, like it's a banger and it they were like, this is us and everyone listen up, versus like ZB1's was a little bit of a mellow intro, you know.
ZB1 had a very mellow, they almost were like, let's do like a soft start, you know. Even was like, no, we're just gonna do exactly the opposite of what ZB1 did. which, like, it's kind of smart, actually.
Yeah.
Like, they don't need to be doing, like, the little, you know, like, flowery, like, you know, poofy, frilly white tops and, you know, in a field of flowers, like, you know, In Bloom was. I loved In Bloom, don't get me wrong, but, like, they needed...
They're, like, exploding things in trouble.
Yes, they were like, let's go the... What is the exact opposite of these mm-hmm. guys that beat us out in this competition? Let's do that.
Yeah.
And that's what trouble is. So much so, the first couple times I heard it, I was like, I don't know, it's, like, a little too grunge, but now it's really growing on me.
It's so fun.
So...
I loved it from Keita's intro.
Do you know who stands out to me, though? That little, Who's that little rapper? Is it Jihoo?
Jihoo, I think that's his name. He's really good. He's like 16.
He has a very good rap voice, and he's young. I did remember him from Boys Planet, but like he got out like maybe midway through or something. That debut is a lot of fun. Go hop mm-hmm. on that, y'all.
Yeah.
D.O.
Oh.
My first true love.
So good.
Had his second full album drop, and I feel like
how proud of him are you?
I'm just so proud. Like, what a sweet, squishy little 32-year-old boy. You know, like so cute. I feel like his album coming out and V's album coming out means like whatever voice you're going for, you're gonna get a great, smooth, listening. Like mm-hmm. it's gonna be great.
Yeah, I really think Dio's album is so good. It's like no skip. His voice is just, it's so beautiful.
It is.
It's so soothing.
It's,
yeah, what's your favorite song on it? Literally
gorgeous. Probably I Do. I know that was kind of like his mm-hmm. first release. It was like his single release, but I really like I Do a lot.
It's
sadly
so good.
He didn't sing in Spanish this time, which like truly aww. Sad. I would have loved another Si Fueras Mia, but it's okay. He's been doing it's been like such a little treat, the amount of like little promo things he's mm-hmm. been doing for this album, though. All of his little music videos were like, we are like, we believe he's in love with this chick he's acting
for sure.
In this music video. Like, he's just so cute, has so much more, so much chemistry with this rando chick in his like 3-minute mm-hmm. music video. And then he did like an It's Live. He did. Did you see that bit he did with AKMU where they sang Rewrite the Stars?
Oh, it was so good.
Did you see that?
It was so good.
The Greatest
Showman. Can we get more from them?
It was so good. Like, I'm not shocked that they're together because her vocals.
Yeah, I want a full album of them.
Her vocals are like top notch. So I was not surprised that they sounded that good together. But like. Can we just say Dio's English pronunciation? He must work on it a lot.
Yeah.
Because he has very good English pronunciation.
Mm-hmm. It's impeccable.
I don't think he's like a fluent English speaker. I think he just practices English pronunciation or something. Because it's really good. Like,
mm-hmm.
oh, man. Okay. Yeah.
I think Somebody is my favorite. But I also really like Wonder. I mean, I like the whole album. Mm-hmm. It's all so good. I have a really big important thing. It's really important for me is that this is nothing to do with actual music, but Woo Young from ATEEZ.
This is important.
Has his Oreo hair back, and it became my whole personality when I found that happened.
This is critical.
I love his Oreo hair. It is so good. Like
right.
Mm-hmm. It is so important to me that he has his Oreo hair back. He looks so good.
I understand.
He was born to have that Oreo hair. Nobody else does it like him. Was
the last sighting of this Oreo hair during Kingdom?
Yes. And that that's got me to be a big ATEEZ, so I feel like it has like an emotional connection to me, was seeing him for the first time on Kingdom with that hair.
Yes.
You know?
Kingdom was a spiritual experience for you, mm-hmm. truly, especially
totally.
With Woo Young's Oreo hair. So.
Yes.
I feel like on that vein, we just have to talk about DK's freaking biceps for 2 seconds.
Oh my gosh, what happened?
I mean, that's a big piece of K-pop news. I don't have any clue. Like, now I'm rewatching old Going 17 that they shot back in like May, and I'm like, well, you know, they're airing those now. They shot back in like May.
Yeah.
And I'm like, now I'm noticing he's kind of bulked up in this mm-hmm. one too, and this one too. it's almost like they just took the camera away from him for the summer, and he just literally became freaking Kim Mingyu, and I was truly not expecting it. I was a little in shock. So
yeah, I think all the carrots in the world were in shock there. Wow, his personality. It makes it harder to digest because he's such a silly person. And then to see him with like that body, it's like, how do you reconcile the two things?
There's not a lot of reconciliation. Mm-mm. I mean, like, I'm like, no, but DK, you're the one who in, you know, Boo's past life destiny was, you know, trying to steal everyone's dance moment and then like wiggling on the ground like a worm. You know, like, I can't reconcile what I saw in that like light it up. Lighted up that dance cover. It wasn't the same person, and I just felt a little like it was an out of body experience. Yeah, so I just am really trying to work through that a little bit. Yeah,
yeah. The I comments still feel like on that, I can't quite get it in my head that is him now.
No, the comments on that smoke, y'all. We're referencing this TikTok that like I guess 17's main Instagram or in TikTok put out of Hoshi and DK dancing, and it's just funny. Like the comments, everyone just thought it was Mingyu. Like without fail. So all the carrots are bonding over the fact that we thought it was Mingyu, and somewhere DK is really smug because I'm sure he was waiting for his big reveal from that. All of that. Oh my gosh.
Wow.
All right.
Do you have a song that you like have in your head right now that this whole week has kind of been that song playing over and over again?
Honestly, Back for More is still my song of the week.
That's good.
It's like not lost its spot, but it's been there for a couple of weeks. The other one though that I really like is that new Hwasa song that's like, I love my body. Yeah, my body.
Got a girl group.
I love my body sort by of. Hwasa. I mentioned a girl singer.
Yes.
Those are probably the two. And then randomly Cat and Dog by TXT, but that's just nice. Like, it just like nice. Resurfaced in my life. I just want to be a dog. So that's me. What about
you? Woof, woof. Tempest also had a comeback, and I didn't love their title track, but I love, love, love Dive. Everyone go check out Tempest Dive. That has been on repeat all week for me. Another one that's been on repeat for me is NCT Dream. Yogurt Shake. I absolutely love it. It's so much fun. It's just so silly and fun, and I love it. And then my older song of the week is Stray Kids' Easy. I've been loving listening to that. So,
oh, Easy is my jam.
So fun. So good.
Although their newest release, Social Path, has been very frequently played in my life.
Stray Kids have been killing it.
I love that song. What a good throwback song. Easy, man. Mm-hmm. Okay, I just saved Yogurt Shake just for my future enjoyment. Sure gonna check that out.
I can't believe you've never heard of it.
I have not. Choo-choo-choo-chewing gum. Choo-choo-choo-chewing gum. It's gotta be in the same vein as that.
I'm sure these songs will win awards.
Yes, 100%. 100%.
Give them a Grammy. Yogurt Shake.
Oh, man. All right. Well, that was our little catch up on what's current. Mm-hmm. That took us a hot second. We'll try to keep that like short, but maybe y'all like that. Mm-hmm. So we'll just, you know, some months we won't have a lot to say. But yeah. This is the first installment of the K-Drop. Mm-hmm. So obviously we're you know, just touching on here.
There's been
and there.
A lot that's happened recently too, so
a lot.
But Maddie, I think the listeners all want to hear about your news because we've been following you on social media, your K-pop news. And I don't know, I've been waiting to talk to you about this, so I'm really excited. Can you tell us the saga of the cardboard cutout and the Eric Nam concert?
Well, here's the thing. The story, while it is an abundantly good one, it does end at the confiscation station where it got confiscated by the security guard. And unless we have Brian Nam on this podcast, which Brian, I know you're happen. Listening, and you are more than welcome to come finish this story out.
Please
we
come
do
on the
not
pod.
Know to this day if Brian Nam has said cardboard cutout. But the story here lies It begins circa March 2022. Wait, is that correct? Wait. Yeah. March 2022. Yes. I went to an Eric concert like a year and a half. Eric Nam concert like a year and a half ago. And at that time, I thought it would be a funny gag to create a cardboard cutout of Eric Nam's brother, Brian Nam, largely because I'm a big fan of Brian Nam, because Brian Nam runs Dive Studios, which as a podcaster, like, honestly, I'm like a little more of a fan of that sometimes. Not, I love Eric's music, obviously, but I was like, Brian probably doesn't get enough love. Like, probably not. So I was like, I just like doing random stuff like that. I'm like, how funny would it be if I found Brian Nam and I got to give him a cardboard cutout? He probably doesn't get those very often, but he should, you know, and I'm a big fan of Dive and everything that goes on over there. So I was like, I'm going to do that. So anyways, the story goes, I was able to find him last time and give him this cardboard cutout. So that brings us to this year. And I was like, this would be great if I could just give him another cardboard cutout.
Wait, didn't obviously. Wasn't the first cardboard cutout somehow featured in something?
Yes. Okay, yes. So, that is part of the story. So I gave him the cardboard cutout. I was like, he's definitely going to trash this immediately, right? Like in my brain. I'm like, he's trashing this the moment he leaves my presence, clearly. But then it was like a couple weeks later and Eric Nam was posting like an unboxing video on his YouTube. And in the background was the freaking cardboard cutout sitting on the couch.
And you're a celebrity.
I was staring at it. I was like, he freaking kept my cardboard cutout. Like, this is little 12-year-old Maddie's dream. Because, like, as a kid, I was like, isn't this so funny to do stuff like this? And everyone's like, Maddie, that's stupid. And then I was like, it's not stupid. It's fun. Like, he freaking kept it, you know?
He kept it.
So, not stupid. I hope the Nam Bros got a lot of laughs about that freaking cardboard cutout. So anyways, this year comes along. Obviously, I'm going to go to Eric Nam's tour. He's touring, so I'm going to go in Charlotte. And so this week I was like, I just wonder if Brian's going to be at this concert. And I just think I have to follow it up. Just at this point, you just got to like finish what you started, you know? Mm-hmm. So anyways, I was able to contact Brian and be like, are you going to be here on Friday? He's like, yes. I'm like, great. So even though it gets confiscated, at least I don't feel too stupid bringing a freaking cardboard cutout to this concert. So, but they did confiscate. They tried to confiscate it last year, too. So I wasn't surprised when they confiscated it. They don't let these things
in. And this one was much larger, right?
Kind of. I don't know if the concert was larger, but okay.
No, but your cardboard was larger.
Oh. Yeah, the cardboard was a lot larger. Yeah. What happened last time is we got there early. So Brian was just like out and about before the concert began. So we were able to just like walk up to him and be like, Brian, before we even got it confiscated, because it would have been confiscated, but we gave it to Brian. And apparently they don't take these things away from Brian. So good for him. So apparently he was able to keep this last year. So yeah. So this year I was like, okay, I'm going to make this. So I decided to make it was going to be full size. It ended up being like 5'2", which is not full size. It was a little smaller. But y'all, I make the most little scrappy cardboard cutouts you would ever imagine. I literally went dumpster diving on like a main road in my town to find some freaking cardboard. Like I literally went into... Well, I went dumpster diving and then I went into like the Generator Super Center, which is like this rando. And I was like, hi, do you have any cardboard that's like, I don't know, 5.5, 6 feet tall? And they're like, maybe. And they like let me go in the back and like look at all their boxes. They were really nice, actually. And they're like, what's this for? I was like, I'm making a cardboard cutout of a man. So you know, it needs to be tall enough. Anyways, all being said, I can only find a piece that was like 4 feet tall. So I had to go to Hobby Lobby and buy like little popsicle sticks to add on like the shin down and like connect two pieces of cardboard and like brace the back. Anyways, put way too much thought into this. I took a picture. Brian, being kind to me in this endeavor, had just posted a picture on Instagram of his full body in like a black and white. So full body shot is kind of hard to find. And I know this because I've made more than one cardboard cutout in my life.
Oh, he did it for you specifically.
He absolutely did it for me.
He knew you were coming and needed that picture.
He was like, oh, Eric's going on a tour right around that part of the country. I wonder if that chick's going to come back. So anyways, I was like, this is perfect. And then it was in black and white, so I could print it off from Staples for like $5 total. So I took the picture, spread it onto like 24 pieces of normal paper, printed it off, cut it all out, made this freaking cardboard cutout, and journeyed to Charlotte with this cardboard cutout. And then, like, immediately got it confiscated.
Wait, you missed the part, though, where he posted about it on his Instagram, right?
He did post about it. I put a picture, like, next to my door, like he was waiting for us to leave, which it looked a little realistic, other than the fact he was black and white and only 5'2", which, Brian, I know you're taller than that. Like, it's fine. But I did post it, and then he reposted it, so I was like, great. He knows it's coming. And then when I got there, I like messaged him and I was like, dude, it's the security guard has it. There's zero promises this guy's going to take care of it because he did not look like he cared about this friggin' cardboard cutout at all. And have not heard back. So you know what? Jury's out on that. You'll just have to wait. The exclusive interview with Brian Nam about what happened will be aired later. So just that is, you know, in post-production at the moment. So just like stay tuned for that.
Our people are talking to each other about that.
We're talking to each other. Or just wait for Eric's unboxing video and maybe it'll just randomly appear. That's the only way I knew he got it last time. Well, I knew he got it, but I didn't know he kept it.
What a saga.
Suffice to say, me and Brian Nam are not best friends and we do not call each other on the weekends. So it's super hard to say what happened to this freaking cardboard cutout.
It'll happen.
The guy that took it, the guy at the security was like literally opposite of amused by this thing. Like I was like, is it going to be safe? Like I was like, is it going to be safe? And he was like, I don't know. And he literally took this 5'2" cardboard cutout and just like stuck it on the ground. He's like, next.
Oh,
okay. Bye. Anyway,
dashing your dreams. It was out of care.
It was a really fun time though. Yeah, no, absolutely. I was like, okay, bye, mister. This has been fun. So, you know what? That's the saga.
But how was the concert, though?
Oh, it was so fun.
Were you able to enjoy it after all that?
Oh, yeah. No, I was definitely, I was not that disappointed. I feel like I knew it was going to be confiscated because this happened last time. But, no, Eric Nam, y'all, if you don't know Eric Nam, he is a lot of fun. It's kind of hard to describe. I feel like he lives in his own niche of, like, K-pop, quote unquote, but also like low-key just like normal American pop, and it just kind of like is all to it's like you're at a Lainey concert or you know something, but then everyone there is a K-pop fan with like light sticks. It's a very odd mixture of things. Obviously I live for these moments, so it's just a lot of fun. Eric Nam is like, his voice is like very smooth, very fun to listen to. All his songs are like very fun, catchy, and he's also funny, so the whole thing is like you're laughing, you're jumping. Like he has some slow songs that are great. He's got some dope background dancers that come out on the stage sometimes.
Okay.
So yeah, I'm pretty sure they're the same background dancers he had last time too, but yeah, it's really fun. And I don't know why he does this, but he literally will put out like 76 concert dates. Like,
so he's probably coming somewhere near you.
He's probably coming to a town near you. It might be on a Tuesday, but like he's probably coming.
Oakland on Monday, so does not work with my teacher schedule, Eric.
Come on, Eric.
Come on.
It's okay. Our people are talking to their people. right. Yeah, but it was fun. Last time I went to an Eric concert, it was like, maybe I felt like last time was like so special and just like really fun. This time was obviously still fun, but both times have been a really good time. So
nice.
Highly recommend y'all going. And who knows, maybe everybody should make Brian Nam a cardboard cutout now.
There you go.
Like, I want him to be like bump. I want this to be like a shingy bungy. What's it called? Shingy
bungy.
Shingy bungy boom boom bungy kind of moment.
There's so many people who have no clue what you're talking about right now.
You know, I want this to be shingy bingy boom boom bongy. Shingy bongy. Oh my gosh. I'm shingy bongy boom boom bongy.
We'll like, get it right no next matter, time.
Like, no matter where Brian Nam goes, he can't escape the cardboard cutouts. Like, mm-hmm. can we please make this happen? This
it's
is
It's
going to
become
I'm
a
saying.
Thing.
It's not hard. Mm-hmm. I can put a tutorial on YouTube for there how you to go. Make one. It's really not that hard. Just get some spray adhesive and you're really good to go. So, anyways.
They can't cotton skate all of them, right? Right? Some of them will make it to him.
I think we will become too powerful for the confiscation mm-hmm. stations. You yeah. know? I think so. I really do. I really do. So, anyways. Okay. I think we are ready to get into the meat of what we're here to do. I feel like we're all warmed up now. Is everyone stretched out? Are we warmed
we're
up?
Ready.
30,
we're ready.
37 minutes down.
We're going to have you like guys. The NFL draft. So get ready.
She's like, actually, this is the content you've been waiting for. Mm-hmm. Like, this is going to be so fun. So this is, man, and we're going to build this up, the crap out of this. Oh,
Maddie, can you tell us the name of this segment?
Oh, it's called You Think You Big Boy Throwing Three Stacks. That's what it's called.
Yeah.
I'm going to show you how to ball you a mismatch. Opinionated, but I'm always spinning straight facts. Throwback, I'm going to throw this on 8-track. Wicka, 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 wicka.
What?
That's what the segment is called. If you know it, you know it. This is where we talk about our supergroup
mm-hmm.
that we have meticulously compiled.
Yep.
Elle, can you talk through the criteria we
yes.
put on ourselves?
So if you would like to make your own supergroup, which we really, really want to know what your supergroup would be,
please
so please
do
it. And so it's a 9-member group. You got to have 9 guys. We think odd numbers are pretty good, you know, for choreo wise.
Choreo stuff. Yes.
Yes. There should be no more than 2 members per existing group.
Correct.
Yeah.
You can't just stick the entirety of Stray Kids in this friggin'.
No.
Although you might be tempted to. I was a little tempted to be honest.
There are certain groups. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. You got to have a lead vocal. You've got to have a lead rapper. You've got to have like a dance lead. And then you could have kind of any other number that totals 9. Of course, you're going to have a visual. You're going to have a team leader. You're going to have your maknae. You're going to have your center. But
of course.
Other than that, it's pretty up to you.
Is there anything else? It's a big game, you guys. I know you want to join right now.
Mm-hmm.
I think Play that's it. I think game. That was our main criteria, and mm-hmm. we are going to we're going to ask a few leading questions before mm-hmm. we get into this, but once we get into our reveal, we're going straight up K-Profile style. We're mm-hmm. talking leader, then we're going oldest to maknae, and we're just digging in.
Yes.
But the first question we kind of have, just to get y'all like, wow, what is their group going to be? You guys are probably thinking
who did
they put in their group? Who is their leader? I guess it's fair to, like, any boy member of a K-pop group is eligible. Like, mm-hmm. even if they freaking debuted 2 months ago.
Yeah.
Or they're, like, you know.
It could be Jihoo.
Yeah, it could be Jihoo who's crushing it
like
on
14.
Even. It could be RM. You know, it could be anybody, yeah. right? It could yeah. be freaking 2PM members if we wanted to.
First-generation person.
Go to Suitcase Land, like, if we wanted
you
to go
throw
back.
Throw Psy in there.
You could throw Psy in. You could. Okay, Elle, let's talk through our thought process behind our
yes.
group formations. I had a real strategy.
Me too.
For my group.
Oh,
okay,
yeah.
Tell me your strategy.
Yeah. Well, first of all, we don't know each other's groups, and I'm going to try and guess.
Nope.
So I'm going to be taking notes on what Maddie says.
Okay.
But so I had a totally different group because I've been thinking about this for like years because I think I asked you this a long time ago who your super group would be.
Yeah.
And so I've had like a group for a while that I've tweaked here and there. But when I got to the question of what would the concept be, I had this feeling I needed to do a certain concept, and I realized my group that I had created did not fit that concept. So I threw Ooh. Everyone out except for 2 guys.
The
I threw
drama,
everyone
really.
Out. Yeah.
Wow.
And I redid my whole group around a certain concept. So
I bet this is what the producers of Super M, they had these conversations. You
yes.
know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So how about your concept?
Okay. Mine
or
was not
your concept, your how you put together your team. Sorry.
Mine was not around a concept. Like I made I gave them a concept.
Okay.
But it was honestly, I was like, I have a few guys that I would immediately be like, you're in my group. You are. And I'm not saying they're my biases. They may or may not be. Mm-hmm. But just in my standing, I'm like, if I made a group, this guy would be in it. And I basically made room for like those four guys.
Okay.
I was like, they are going to be in it. And then I filled it in with other guys that added a lot of color.
Okay.
But they weren't going to steal the spotlight from my dude.
All right. Or
there's a few guys, or at least one in particular I'm thinking, that like I think in his normal group, he doesn't play the role I think he should play. And I'm letting him play that role in my group.
Oh, I have some guys like that too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm like, this is why I like you. And that's what you're going to do over
here. I'm
going to
make you shine.
Yeah. Oh man. Okay, Elle, this is where we really started to maybe understand, maybe have good guesses. What's your team's strength?
Okay. My team's biggest strength is their, is it called egg yo? Is that what it's called?
Oh, their egg yo? Oh,
yes.
Okay. I'm not surprised.
That is their biggest strength. They're
super cute.
Freaking adorable. They're absolutely adorable. They will crush you with their cuteness. Every one of them.
My group's definitely winning at Kingdom. My group's going to win at Kingdom.
my group is going to have more rabid fans. But every one of them could pull off pink hair and has pulled off pink hair, except for maybe one.
Oh my gosh, okay. Our groups are really opposite already.
But what might actually be their biggest strength is they have insane duality. And if you know K-pop, you know what I'm talking about. Like, they will break your neck when they do their sexy concept in the future. They will absolutely break your neck with the whiplash because you're going to be like, wait, what happened to those cute little boys? So that is their strength. They are super cute, but they have the duality. I would say they're strong dancers, and they would be amazing at any variety show. And I also have a pretty international group.
Oh, yeah. I didn't even think about if I have an international group.
I have a pretty international group.
Oh, no.
Group, yeah.
I have a decently international group, too. I didn't even think about that.
All right.
You know I love my English speakers.
So what are your strengths?
My team's strengths are not that. It is their dynamic powerhouse performancing.
Okay. I thought so. Yep. I thought so. I was going to guess that. I think I know some of your group members right now.
Okay.
I'm going to write down some notes here.
On that note, my weakness is I don't know how well they would do in interviews or if asked to do egg yolk. Maybe some of them would be good, but I'm not saying this is going to be like a Going 17 situation where it's like straight up comedians. But their strength is their choreography and their performance.
Okay,
there you go. And I will say well balanced lines when it's either a vocal rap line or a dance performance line. I put a lot of thought into who would balance each other out. So
I'm writing down a list of names right now at the top of my head.
Yeah. Once you finish, I want to know.
I'm good. Okay.
Okay, we're getting close. We're getting close.
Weaknesses? Okay.
I said my weakness was their ability to be funny. Okay, yours.
Okay. My weakness is that they are a bit vertically challenged.
Oh my gosh. Who is this group?
But if Stray Kids has taught us anything, it's that if everyone in your group is short, then nobody's actually short.
Nobody is. No, so, if everyone's short, nobody is. That is absolutely true.
Super funny. Who's like the second tallest in my group is like,
okay.
He's famously short, but he's the second tallest in my group.
Okay.
Their heights range from
I'm trying to think
5'10
of who's famously
to 5'6.
Short. Okay, I know who the 5'6er is, I think.
Okay.
But I don't know.
Yeah, and maybe my group might not be as edgy. They wouldn't maybe fit as edgy, like an edgy concept well. I think that would also be. And then maybe
weakness,
their vocals might be a little lacking, but I have one power vocalist I think that might make up for everything. So. Yeah.
So you went, I'm not surprised here, you went for the personalities.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
You're a personality girl through mm-hmm. and, like, if we get into a K-pop group,
variety show.
Yes. Elle will immediately watch the variety show to get into a group. I will immediately mm-hmm. watch every dance practice.
Yes. That is the difference between us.
It is, 100%. And it shows in these groups. Mm-hmm. All right. Before, y'all, we're almost there. We're just going to hint what their debut concept is going to mm-hmm. be. And then we'll guess, and then we'll just throw it out there.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. So my debut concept is, I mean, it makes sense. Like, you could probably guess right now. It is fresh. It is bright concept. Maybe like a little bit on the groovy side, but like mostly just fresh and bright. Think like early 17, early Astro, but also like current Gravity, NCT Dream.
Yeah.
Like the boys lip gloss type era, you know?
Absolutely.
Think of that. They're going to be so freaking cute. It's going to be so fun.
Right.
And then how about your group?
Okay. My concept. Picture this. Just kidding. Literally big band Bruno Mars meets K-pop.
Ooh, fun.
Like, I mean, low key, kind of like Back for More, kind of like Home Run, kind of like Butter. Full
fun.
Performance. They're going to wear full black suits. Everyone's going to have black hair on their debut. They're going to look classy as crap. Mm. And they're going to perform their butts off.
Okay. So you're going to have the black. I'm going to have the pastels.
Yeah, I'm literally going to have like, I'm going to have like a brass section in this. There's going to be brass in these songs.
Okay. That
literally
sounds great.
Like maybe, think like Home Run. Like Home Run is a bit of like a 17's Home Run is a bit of like a thought in my brain of like this could happen. This could be a group's entire like dynamic, like concept.
Mm. So I'm still on like the Adore You section of 17's discography.
You're over
and you're
pretty,
in the Home Run.
Pretty You Land.
Pretty You.
Yeah,
yes.
I'm
Monse.
17. Da-da-da-da-da. All right. All right. I mean, I don't have that many guesses.
Should we do group name and all that or not? Well, do guesses. Okay. So I don't think you should tell me if I'm right or wrong. I just want to throw out the guesses.
Okay.
So
okay.
Don't
throw out a few guesses.
I mean, one of these is wrong because I have three from one group because I feel like this is very Stray Kids heavy. So I think, I think definitely Hyunjin. Definitely Son.
Okay.
Maybe Hongjoon, maybe Youngjoon, Bangchan maybe. I think you have some EXO people in there too. Like like Baekhyun or Chanyeol maybe.
Okay.
And then the one that I think we're going to both have on our list, I'm not going to say because it's on my list.
Okay.
So
well, the one I thought we were both gonna have, you already said. So we're not on the same page.
Did I say any?
Okay, I'm gonna get. Right. I don't really have any guesses. I don't know. Freaking Jimin. I don't know. You love S-Coops.
Jimin.
I don't know.
Scoops.
Ooyoung. Scoops.
Ooyoung.
Jonghan. Jimin. Chanwoo. Maybe Jungkook if you're going for the duality. These are my guesses.
Those are good guesses.
I feel like Jimin's
definitely
going to be.
I think you got at least one right.
Okay.
You said them really fast. I didn't process it, but I think you got at least one right.
All right. I mean, is Ooyoung's like Oreo hair?
The Oreo hair.
Maybe.
I don't know if it's pastel enough.
All right. Ready? Are you ready to hear? I'm going to say my group name.
Okay.
I'm going to say my colors.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say my fan names, my fans' names.
Okay. I've got all that.
And
I even have a light stick.
Oh. All right. Are you ready for this? I have a logo, so watch out.
Ooh, that beat me.
I have a deep meaning behind my logo. So,
ooh,
yo.
Wow.
Yeah,
okay.
It's fine.
Well, I'm not like super proud of my name because I could not think of it one.
That's okay.
And there's multiple K-pop groups that have this name as one of their songs. So maybe that has it going for them. So my group's name is Sunshower. And their colors are light blue and light yellow. And their fan names are the Rays. And their light stick is the handle is very like 17 type handle. It's very glittery, like blue. And then it has like, it's in the shape of a sun that has like LED lights that point stick out of it in like all directions. Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
This is awesome.
That's my group. How about you? Yours is going to be so much better.
No, it's not going to be better. My group, the colors are navy and silver.
Mmm, classy.
The group is just one word. Moon.
Okay.
I was you're not buying you it.
Moon. Oh my god, we balance each other listen, so well. Listen, oh my gosh.
The group name is
Look
Moon.
At this.
MOON. But in the logo is the Hangul for moon, like MOON. And so if you can picture this in your brain, the fans, listen, this is the lore behind this. The group is called the Moon, and the fans are the sun, right? Because the moon only gets light from the freaking sun.
Oh, that's brilliant. So that's really brilliant. It's actually I can like, see them talking about this.
Right. So it's not like you're the sun. It's your the fans are called suns. Mm. So it's like, or I'm a sun. Are you all suns? Hashtag go suns. You know what I'm saying? So
if you know, you know.
And then the members of the group themselves are the stars. Okay.
And I love this symmetry that we're having here with the moon
you.
And
I
the sun.
I thought about it this morning in church. The second level of this is actually the word moon in Korean means door. And since this is a super group, they're the door into all each other's groups. They're no longer living in their own little world. They are walking through the doors and interacting in the big K-pop world.
You've like created really a came whole through. A whole thing here. Wow.
It really came through for me. Yeah, friggin' star creators. Okay.
Star creator. We are star creators.
All right. And we are jumping into our K-profiles. Profile for star sun Woo! Catchers and moon.
We're starting our draft. Okay. We're starting the draft.
We're starting
draft.
Our draft. Okay. All right, Elle. I want
so
you to go
leader
first.
Leaders first. K profile version. Okay, so what leader do I know has a proven track record of creating music and guiding a team that is bright, cheery, happy? That is.
Oh, I know.
You know,
freaking Jinjin.
Oh, yes,
how did I not guess Jinjin? I'm being an idiot.
If you know me at all, you know I love Jinjin. I love him
you love,
so
you're
much.
You're Jinjin's girl, man.
I love Jinjin. So, Jinjin, I love you. I miss you. And you're going to lead my group. You're going to lead them. And so, like, he could create the music. You know, he's made some of my favorite songs in all of K-pop. He's, like, written, produced.
Crazy, sexy, cool. Did he write that
so
song?
So good. No, but sexy, like cool. All good. All the all songs he had a hand
all
in.
Good.
All the ones that begin with all. Yeah. Mm. And then also, I love his rap tone. I love it.
So
he has
good.
Such like a sexy rap tone, but it also works for bright, cheery songs somehow. So yeah.
You know when he's like pretty, sexy, face and body. That's like the best line he's ever had.
Yes. Oh my gosh,
y'all,
so good.
Jinjin is from Astro, if you're like, what is happening?
Oh, I forgot to say
Jinjin, Astro. No, that's okay. We're amongst friends here. Love it. Okay, I actually
Who's
thought we were going
to
cross over on the leader.
Oh, really?
You could guess.
Okay, I know who your leader is. I think I know who it is.
Who's my leader?
I think, it's one of two guys, but I think it's Bangchan.
It's Bangchan. Yes. 110. 110 for sure.
Okay, I got one
Last
guess right
night,
then.
Bangchan from Stray Kids, y'all. Last night when we were messaging Elle, I think it was last night, and we were like, there was one guy when we said this immediately. It was like, he was going to be in my group no matter what. It's Bangchan.
Oh, wow. Okay. I was thinking of somebody different.
Okay.
We'll get to him.
Bangchan. Bangchan's my leader, largely because, like, ain't nobody cares for his members and puts the group first like Bangchan. And, like, there's no one else I would even think about being the leader of this group.
Yeah.
Of Moon.
We saw
for
that
Moon
in
to
Kingdom.
Succeed. Oh, yeah.
He was amazing.
So
and he
like,
makes such great music.
I was going to say, he's also, you know, he is Racha. He will be making music for Moon. So
yes.
He, and yeah, I mean, he... he's obviously like an all-rounder. He can basically do anything, but like he's just going to be the rock solid personality. Like, this is why I drafted him for my group. This is why.
Yeah. Good okay. choice. That is There's very our strong. First. That is There's really our strong. First.
All right. Now we're going oldest to Machne, or I guess second okay. oldest or whatever.
My oldest, I think, is also my I struggled to choose the visual because I feel like they all kind of would work as visuals, but I think he's my visual. He's my oldest. And his personality, I just love him to death. He would crush any sort of reality show that you have him in. He's going to bring chaos to the world. He's going to bring humor. He's going to also be really a guy that people could go talk to if they need help. Okay. And I just went to a cup sleeve event to celebrate his coming birthday.
Shingy bongy boom boom yes. bongy. Shingy bongy boom boom bongy.
Honey. Yeah, boy. Jung Han. 17.
Got it. You got it.
I just love him.
You
I'm
love
glad
him.
I changed my concept because he would not have fit my other concept. I didn't have him in my group before, but he fits my concept. He is so cute. So yeah, Jung Han, I just love him. He's one of my absolute favorites, and I think he would be great in my group.
He's a variety show. I mean, Boo Sung-won is a variety show king, but like Jung Han is his little like menace. Mm-hmm. Like he makes going 17 what it is, like
the
truly.
Loki of 17.
Oh my gosh, love it.
All right,
plus he's really weird and we love that.
He's very
weird.
I have a lot
next,
of weirdos.
My next is also a weirdo.
Nice.
From 17.
Yay!
My next, who's actually, so Bong Chan is my oldest. My second is Vernon.
Wait, Vernon's your second oldest?
Yes, I have a young group.
Wow. Okay.
I got a young group.
I don't know if I got a lot of questions. Okay, you don't have any EXO then? Wow.
Nope.
Okay.
I got a young group,
EXO
man.
EXO members.
All right, Vernon from 17. Vernon has my favorite voice in 17. Even singing. Like, singing, rapping. Like, I literally stand by this. Especially singing, though. So, I was saying earlier, there's going to be some guys, I change their role. In 17, he's kind of a rapper, but he's going to be mainly a vocalist in Moon. Like, he is just, I love his voice.
He's a beautiful voice.
Beautiful voice. He also is just the color. Like, he's so awkward. Like, he's just such a weird little dude. And
his expressions,
like, every group needs a Vernon, and I'm such a big fan. He's also a visual, so, like, he's definitely my number two, which I also think is kind of funny. He's like second oldest because he, in a lot of ways, will still be the fake Machne of Moon as he is with 17. So,
wow.
Anyways, but Vernon, I want him to have a lot of hand in producing and writing as well. Mm. So I feel like Vernon and Bong Chan could really write some fun stuff.
Yeah,
these
I
are
think
my
their
thoughts.
Styles would work together really well too.
I think so too. Plus, can you just imagine like throwing like Vernon's style into like the big band kind of thing? It would be like a really fun mashup, like big band meets like
punk rock,
some like punk rock, like Avril Lavigne. Like I feel like it would be good, you know?
Yeah, I could totally see that. Yeah. Wow, I'm just shocked that he's your second oldest right now. That's throwing off my entire perception of your
of a very young group.
Okay, well. I've kind of got a range in mind. Well, I have a guy that is very close in birth year to Jung Han. His birthday is like next week versus Jung Han's this week.
I know who it is.
And they're 95. He's a 95 too. And you did guess this one. You did guess it.
It's Jimin.
Jimin. You can have a cute concept group without Jimin. He's baby mochi.
Of course.
Right?
He is the baby mochi.
He is baby mochi. So you can't have a cute concept group without Jimin. I love his vocals. Like, I know that Jungkook's like the vocal lead of BTS, but I love Jimin's voice. Absolutely love it. So I think he would be like co-lead vocal with another guy that's a real power vocal I have later.
Okay.
But yeah, I love it. He fits perfect. He would be in Sun Shower.
Him and Jung-hun will be quite a pairing.
Oh, yeah. No. Yes. We'll get to the group dynamics, but they might cause some trouble for sure.
Either they'll cause some trouble, or they won't know what to do with each other at all. And they'll just kind of stare at each other. We'll see. You know, like, I feel like it'd be one of those two things.
Hopefully they will cause trouble together, right, and Jinjin will have a huge headache.
Hopefully. As he should. All right. My next, I'm getting a 99 land.
My favorite.
And I stay there for a hot second. So.
Oh, I have a bunch of 99s too, but that's no surprise for me.
The golden year, honestly. I wonder if your Machne is a 99er. I don't know, but I'm just curious now because you already have several 95ers out there. The next member is one truly, truly one of my favorite dancers in K-pop. Truly. Ya boy, Dino.
Dino, whoa, he's the third oldest.
You didn't guess Dino.
He's the third oldest in your group. Wow. He'd love that. Dino. He would love not being the Machne.
He's not the Machne anymore. I'm a big, and you know what? He would love it because not only am I promoting him from being the Machne, I really want him to like choreograph a lot what we do.
Nice.
So he's the choreographer for Moon in a lot of ways. And he is the number one inaugural member of the gag squad. And I'm not sure how many other members they're going to be. So I think he's the comedic relief of this group.
Okay. You've got a kind of serious group here.
But he's literally hilarious. I mean, you might disagree. I have some fun guys. I have some fun guys. I do. But it's not like that's their complete strength. It's not like there's an entire gag squad, I don't think. But Dino, I think, is going to bring a lot of light and laughter because he has the best laugh in all of K-pop. And he's just the dance king. And he will continue Dino's danceology forever and ever. So here we go. An entire production budget into him continuing Dino's danceology.
I just realized you're already out of 17 members because you only have two. Yeah, so it is Vernon and Dino. Well,
it's because 17 members are kind of older than a lot of these other groups. Like, you know, they're older guys. So they're stacking my top and now I'm moving down. Okay.
All right. I've got a pretty wide age range in mind. So I'm now in the 99 range.
Great.
They're like my middle children of my group is the 99s.
Great.
So I'm starting with a guy that I've just recently come to know and love, and it is Alan from Gravity.
Alan!
Because I think
you love him.
His rapping, I think, would fit the Bright Cheery concept really well. I think he would work with Jinjin really well. He is also produced in a lot of my favorite Gravity songs. And so I think that they would work really well together. He is the shortest in my group, but coming in at 5'6".
Oh.
Which Jinjin is the third tallest in my group.
I thought for a second Changbin was going to be like rounding out the 5'6" land, but then I was like, Changbin would not.
He would
be
not
in your
fit
group.
This concept.
Absolutely,
I love
not.
You, but you would not fit this concept.
Absolutely not.
Mm-hmm. No. So yeah, Alan is my number three. Oh, he's also like really good dancer, and he does like amazing flips and things like that. So. I have kind of an acrobatic group here, and
that's awesome.
Definitely the leader of that. So,
yeah, and he speaks English, right?
He's from LA. Well, he's Taiwanese American.
Right,
I think he was born in Taiwan, but he moved to LA at a young age, I believe. So yeah, he's an LA boy.
Yeah,
my one American.
Perfect. He's got to be like holding the ground down in all those interviews. All right, my next member is a Maddie favorite.
Ooh.
One of my true biases of the world.
Oh, I think I know who it is.
Who is it? He's a 99er. Who is it?
Oh, wait, he's a 99er. Never mind. I don't know who it is. I don't know.
It's your boy, Mark Lee.
Oh, nice, nice, nice.
Yeah. Part of me was like, should I put Mark in this? Because I already have, like, I don't want this group to, like, dumb Mark down, you know? But I really think I want him in this group largely because he is my lead rapper. Like, he is my lead rapper.
Hey.
So maybe that hints who else is in my group and who's not in my group. But I wanted him. I recruited him to rap. I think that in my concept of big band, he would be like a very random element that doesn't really fit. And I think that's intriguing.
Okay.
He's like, you know, like street rap. Like, that's his style. Like, yo, 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 you know, like. Yeah, come on, man. You know, like, that's just Mark, and he's just, like, rapping, you know? And I feel like he wouldn't fit it, and that's why I put him in, because I need at least one guy to, like, really not fit the concept.
Okay.
So, and he's also really fun. He's fun in interviews. He might be gagging it up. So, yeah, he's kind of a color character in my group.
Yeah.
Yeah, holds down the rap line.
And the English.
And English, although Bong Chan, obviously, yeah. And Vernon yeah. already got that. But.
Yeah. I think it's kind of funny that you have Mark, because my next choice is also Mark.
Mark?
Yes.
Mark Lee?
I added him this morning. He's the one that I woke up at 7 a.m. and I was like, wait, he needs to be in my group.
You put Mark Lee in your group? I love that.
I took out another guy to have to, and it was really hard for me to let go of him, but I feel like Mark is so, like, he'd be fun. He'd be so fun in this group.
For sure.
And yes. I just need another rapper that would be able to hang with just how fun and light my group is. So,
well,
I don't know him as well as you, but he's an NCT Dream, and I know their music, and it's really fun. So I feel like it would work.
Obviously, Mark and I are personal friends. So, yeah, obviously. No, but agreed. Like, he's with the Dreamies. Like, he can hang with Suncatchers.
Yeah.
This is his crew.
Yeah.
Totally his crew.
Yeah.
Yogurt shake, or what is it called?
Yogurt shake. I feel like my group needs at least one Canadian, at least, because... Mm. You know, they're adorable. So.
At least one?
At
Is
least,
there more than one?
At least, maybe.
Wait, I know who your Machne is all of a sudden. Oh, and it better be this person. It better darn be this person.
Does it fit if my concept?
If that's your Machne, never mind. I'm not going to say anything else. Okay.
Who's your next person?
My next is another 99er. My last 99er. He is the center. He is the center. You know who it is. Yeah, he is the center of my big band performance group. Yes, you said his name.
I said, is it Son?
Oh, no. Oh! No.
Who is it?
No. No, it's not Son. Okay, Son.
Oh,
Son is like.
It's Youngjun. It's Youngjun.
It's Youngjun. I was like, Son is like psychotic. And don't get me wrong, I love his thing. It's Youngjun.
Youngjun
has the classy psychosis.
He's a star.
He's the classy psychosis. And part of it was him seeing him in Back for More that I was like, 100% you are
absolutely
my center. Yeah. Youngjun from TXT, y'all, if you don't know, he is just came
he's
out
amazing.
Of his mother's womb to be in my super group. And he's going to crush the concept of go big or freaking go home.
Yeah.
Like, this is Youngjun, and I will give him center. I will give it to him. I'll
That's
make Dino
center.
Feel special by making him the choreographer, but I'll be like, Youngjun, you are center. I'm sorry. This is the way it's going to be.
That's
Although
really strong.
He'll share. Okay, he'll kind of share center with the next guy. Actually,
okay.
Never mind.
Okay,
I said it too soon.
You have a really great center. I feel like my center is my next one, actually. And
okay,
he. I think he fits better with my like cute concept, but he probably wouldn't love to admit that because his favorite color is black. And he happens to be best friends with Youngjun, so. It is Wooyoung, my current alt bias. I feel like he's my current alt bias.
Of course.
Wooyoung, yes.
So I'm so glad he made it.
I couldn't leave him out of this. He is adorable.
You can.
And he actually has the best laugh in K-pop. Sorry.
That's not true. That's really not true. Maybe I need to watch
Look it
more,
up, guys.
More
Look it up.
Laugh compilation videos.
Yes.
Yeah, but when Dino laughs, I laugh. So you know what?
Well, same with Wooyoung and me.
Okay.
So,
all right.
He also is going to bring a lot of chaos. So I feel like this is going to be a crazy group because with Jonghan, Jimin, and Wooyoung, who Wooyoung's idol is Jimin. So I feel like he's going to love being in this group.
Oh, Wooyoung's going to love being.
He will love
like,
it.
You know, recruited by you.
He yes.
This will be the best day of his life. Truly. Truly.
He's an amazing dancer. I don't know if you guys have watched his, I can't remember what it's called, the program that he did where it was just him dancing with backup dancers. You know what I'm talking about?
No.
It was incredible. I wish I can remember the name of that program, but he's an incredible dancer. And I feel like on AT's, like, their concepts don't always fit him that well. I think if you've seen their cover of Boy With Love, which is so not 80s like. He shines. Yeah. He absolutely shines. And he was a big hit trainee. That's how he became besties with Yeongjun.
And why he loves Jimin.
Yes. So I feel like this group would just give him his chance to really shine and show us what a pop star he is. So
Yeah. Love it.
Yep.
All right, my next is a 2000er. He is my visual.
I know who it is.
Also, he will also share center, and you know exactly know who it is. Hanajurasen.
Hyunjin.
Hyunjin from Stray Kids. I am so freaking whipped for Hyunjin. Like, yes, Bangchan's my bias, but like Hyunjin is the epitome of a bias wrecker for me. Like, epitome. And other than Bangchan, I was like, Hyunjin is in this group. Zero doubt in my mind. I feel like he's the killing part king. I'm giving him every killing part. Like, I'm throwing him in the middle when he needs to make his little facial expressions, and not even, like, he doesn't even need a lot of choreography. Like, you know him in S Class. He's literally just like, da, 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 da,
his
da,
visuals.
Da, does nothing. And it's, like, the best part of the song. So, like, Hyunjin. Yeah. That's really all I got to say. He's my visual. He's in the dance line. Him, you know, Dino, Yeonjun. I'm pretty pumped about this. I'm not going to lie.
Wow. That's a lot of power. Freaking good time. I don't know if the world could handle this, actually.
No, everyone needs like a cute little like extra diva, you know, like in their group. So we need this. We need this.
This is very
especially
strong.
Yes, especially juxtaposing my next member. Although he might be more diva-ish than I think. I'm not sure. But anyways.
All right.
Time will tell.
Well, my next one is also a Stray Kid from 2000.
Okay. A Stray Kid from 2000.
Who is adorable.
Is it freaking IN?
No, he's way younger.
Oh, wait. I'm here. Stray Kid from... Oh, Felix!
It's Felix.
Of course. It's Felix. How cute would Felix
and Mark be together in an interview? Just think about this. Felix and Mark together in an interview.
I stand Suncatcher. Like, seriously, I sign me up to be a, what am I called? A Ray. I'm a Ray.
Yes.
I am a Ray.
Oh my gosh.
Love it.
Yeah. So Felix is adorable, and I just want to hear his really deep voice matched with Jimin's really high voice. I think it is going to be something fantastic.
Something, yes, to behold.
Yeah. Yeah, and he's a great dancer. He also could be a center, too. He's
an all-rounder.
He's an all-rounder, yeah. I have a lot of all-rounders, actually, kind of in my group, I think. But he's probably the most all-rounder I have, so... Okay. Yeah, Felix. And honestly, I actually kind of thought he was going to be in your group. So I knew Hyunjin was going to be in your group. I was kind of thinking that you were going to go with Hongjun as your leader. So
okay, yeah. I thought about Hongjun for a second.
Yeah,
literally, I made a comment earlier about wanting to put the entirety of Stray Kids in my group, and the two that were like cut and gutted, and I would have put them in are Felix and Han.
Yeah,
but I had to pick and choose, and I'm glad we made that rule, because then it would just become freaking Stray Kids. I don't need that. Like, that's not the point of this. But it made me like really realize even more like how stacked Stray Kids are and why they're so popular, because they're so good.
Yeah.
My next member is really true. He's my lead vocal. Like,
oh, my next member is my lead too. I wonder if it's the same.
Is my lead vocal, and here's my hint, L. He was the one I was losing my ish about at KCON.
Oh, he's you have a great lead vocal. Oh, it's so good.
You know good who choice. It is.
What a he's good choice.
He's from ATEEZ, and it is Jungho. I love him.
Great.
He's my Fantastic. Lead. I mean, it's not like this is not like a hot take. Like, everyone knows he's phenomenal.
He's the best.
Can split apples while singing high notes, like
the best.
That's why I feel like he's derpier than I think he is. It's hard to know. He's kind of a mystery to me, his personality. But Jungho, like, he was also a no-brainer, and I purposely made Vernon kind of like a sub slash other lead co-lead vocal, because their voices are so different. It excites me. It thrills me to think about the tracks we would lay down. not that Moon is a real thing. So yeah, Jongho. Jongho from ATEEZ. If y'all do not know ATEEZ or Jongho, like, please just go.
Wow.
Go listen to that one performance on Kingdom.
Mayfly.
What was it?
Mayfly, poem. Love poem.
Love poem by
IU.
Oh my
gosh.
In Kingdom. Go look it up
right now.
You will
cry. I cry every time.
You will cry. I do too.
Yeah, every time.
I literally cry every time. All right. Do we have... Wow. I have two left. Do you have two left?
Two left, yeah. The next one, I kind of thought you might pick this next one, but... And you might still. This might still be in your group.
Okay.
I don't think you've run out of this group. So this is my actual lead vocal.
Okay.
Kind of like yours, but he's not quite the powerhouse that your lead vocal is.
Can I?
But
oh, wait.
He fits my cute concept so well. He fits my
cute concept
so well. He is one of your biases.
He's one of my biases?
Yes.
I can't think
he's
of who this
cute.
Is.
He
he's
doesn't
one
blink.
Of my biases. Terry!
Taehyun from TXT.
Terry!
He's adorable,
oh,
and
yes.
He has such a great voice. Such
yes.
a wonderful voice. I love it.
He
when
does.
He, like, his, he brings, like, the raspy part to his voice. Ooh, I love
yeah.
it. Absolutely mm-hmm. love it. So he's so cute. He pulls off pink hair really well.
He does.
He's a great dancer. He is the tallest person in my group. Along with Jungkook.
I am thrilled you have Terry in your group. Like, this is thrilling me. This is literally thrilling me. I didn't even think about this.
Mm. So,
oh,
yep.
man.
Who's your
He's so
second
cute.
Youngest?
You're right. He is so cute. He's so
adorable.
Cute. Oh, my gosh. He doesn't blink. You're absolutely right about that. All right. You are going to adore the fact that this next guy is in my group.
Ooh.
I will say.
Is it one of my biases?
I will say. He is a favorite of ours. I will say that he did not make the first cut or the second or the third. In fact, I was really trying to figure out my ninth member who just would balance out everybody else.
Everyone.
Because my Maknae, who's after this guy, I did choose a little early on, and it just really settled in my brain, in my soul, that he needs to be the Maknae. But this guy, I was like, who would do it?
Is he an hyphen?
He is an hyphen. It is Jay.
Nice, nice.
Largely, I'll tell you why I chose Jay.
He's got the visuals for this.
I wanted more color. I wanted more personality. I didn't need another huge performer because I already have that totally covered. I didn't need another lead vocal or lead rapper. I just needed a guy that was going to show up to win. He's in it to win it. He's a good personality. He's committed to the team. And he would make a phenomenal real Maknae. And it's Jay. It's absolutely Jay.
Wait,
not
is this
Maknae.
Your
Maknae?
He's okay.
Or I guess fake Maknae. Is that the right
fake
the
Maknae,
right term?
Yeah. Okay.
He would make a phenomenal fake Maknae.
Hmm. Interesting.
And he is my fake Maknae.
Oh,
I think
love
my
that
Maknae, my Maknae, I don't think would be as Maknae-ish as Jay.
Can you imagine though if he was told he's in this supergroup, like how happy he would be?
I know. Part of it is the joy of telling Jay he made it. Like, this is part of why
I want this
I
for him. I want this
I
to
want-
be real.
And like what I said earlier is like this is a group of guys who are just in it like go big or go home. Like Jay is gonna be in it to win it. He is gonna
everyone
support.
go watch Island
right now. Once I decided, I will say, okay, the other one that I was kind of floating around in my brain for this ninth member was Sung Hanbin, just because I love Hanbin. But I was like, I don't need Sung Hanbin to be in this group with all these other guys.
Got a lot of visuals.
I don't need it, you know? And once I thought Jay, I was like, that's the one. This
it's
is
a good,
really
good.
Good
choice.
This,
I'm happy
fits.
For him. I'm so happy
yeah, me
for
too.
Him.
I okay. truly am.
The real Maknae now.
Time.
We have a real
Maknae.
Okay.
Bum.
So I wanted a legit Maknae that could be just the cutest thing you've ever seen. But also it fit with my duality thing. And you know who it is.
Is it the cutest Maknae in the planet already?
That's not actually a Maknae?
Oh, he's not actually
he's
a Maknae?
He's a fake Maknae. He is a current fake Maknae.
I was going to guess Ian. He's a fake Maknae?
Yes. I thought you had it earlier when I told you that I needed another Canadian.
Oh! Oh, it's Matthew.
It's Soak Matthew.
From Zero Base One. Oh my gosh,
he would make such a good mock name. He's so cute.
I'm glad. I'm not surprised he made your group at all. I love it.
He fits my concept. He could do a lot of things. He's kind of a sub vocalist, but he can also be a sub rapper too. And he's a really good dancer too.
He's
and
great.
He fits my whole vibe. I mean, imagine a conversation between him, Felix, and Mark Lee. Just imagine the conversation.
I would just love it so much. Plus, like, he's truly the definition of a short king. Like, he's so hot and so jacked. He's not that tall.
He's not even that short in my group.
Well, then, great. He's so short in Zero Base One. Okay. Great. What is he, like, 5'8 or something? I don't even know.
I don't know.
We know from an exclusive interview on a different episode that he smells great.
Yeah.
We've been told.
We heard that from Sarah. So, like,
he's a smile that will light up everyone's world. So he fits.
He does. Well, earlier when I was assuming you had Matthew as your mock name before I forgot about that conversation, I was going to comment that we both have a ZB1 mock name.
Oh, I know who yours is.
Do you? Who's my mock name?
Okay. I think it's between Tay Ray and Howe.
It is one of those two. Okay. It's Mother Tay Daysa.
Nice.
It's Tay Day.
Great vocals
Tay-Day
there.
From ZB1. He's great vocals, but at the same time, it's not like he's going to steal the spotlight from like Jungho or. Because he's still a little youngin', you know, like he has a lot more growing to do, but he's just adorable. Like literally when I thought, I'm like, Tay Day has to be my mock name. It just like, that was so solid in my heart the moment I thought it. But he can also hold his weight in vocals. He's great. But honestly, like he's really just here to like be so cute. And I feel like he's going to be, like, low-key kind of like the Jungkook, where it's, like, he's cute for a second, and then once everyone grows up and goes to the military, he's going to be crushing it.
He'd be a good solo artist.
I know. This is my thoughts. So, there we go.
Nice.
We did it!
Nice. I just texted you. I made a collage, like, Brady Bunch style of mine.
I'm making a collage of mine, too.
And
we're going to text each other our groups, and then we're going to chat through some scenarios.
I somehow lost one of your members. I only wrote down 8, so I lost
it's
one.
Okay. I just sent them to you. Oh, my gosh, y'all. I'm looking at the comparison.
So much bright colored hair.
I will post these collages, by the way, but, like, hers is so bright, and mine is, like, dark, and I love it. This is so great.
Yeah, I'm sun, you're moon. It's perfect.
Your son, how did we do this? I didn't
We balanced
so
each other perfect.
What is happening? Oh my gosh. Do you have any subunits, Elle?
Yes. I constructed mine to be 333 vocal rap performance.
Okay.
So my vocal line is Jimin, who really should be performance, but I love his vocals. So Jimin, Junghan, and Terry are my vocal.
Great.
My rap is Jinjin, Alan, and Mark. And my performance is Felix, Wooyoung, and Matthew.
Perfect.
How about yours?
I basically already said mine. Like, you know, I have Dino, Hyunjin, and Yeonjun, kind of like my dance line. Although Mark Lee, Jay, like, they can hold their own, you know, like, in that group. But, and then we also have the Jungho, we got Vernon, Tay Day as kind of like our vocalist, Mark as our lead rap. I might let Vernon rap here and there, you know. I might let Dino rap. And then like Bangchan honestly can do any and all of the above.
Yeah.
So like I'll just throw him in wherever he needs to be. So that's like honestly it was like already kind of what I said, you know, like as I was pitching them, you know.
Do you have any like fake lines that are like unofficial lines?
Not really the way you do. I know you thought of some. You always think of these things.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I have, like, a dance line that just does, like, dance videos. You know?
Okay.
You know, like, The 8 does his, like, dance videos and stuff?
Yeah. Dino's Danceology,
like,
dude.
Yeah, exactly. So like Jimin, Alan, Wooyoung, and Felix, they are fierce dancers, and they're gonna make some beautiful dance videos for everyone.
Great.
And then I've got like my producer line of Jinjin, Alan, and Mark. I think they would be great. My like always up to no good line, Junghun, Jimin, Wooyoung, like you better watch out for them.
This is your dream.
And then I've got a confused line of Mark, Felix, and Matthew. They're perpetually confused, and I love it.
Mine would be Mark, Jay, and Vernon. Like, those guys have no clue what's going on. What's going on.
I like that Mark's our common denominator here.
Me too.
And then I have a line that consists of one person doing close-up magic.
Hannah does that. Terry! One person doing close-up magic.
But listen, he's going to perform for my confused line, and they're going to be so confused.
So confused.
It'll be so great.
Elle, you just got me thinking about the reality of Mark, Jay, and Vernon trying to hold a conversation in my group, and it just got me really excited. Like, what?
It's going to be great. Vernon's reactions will tell it all.
100%. I would like to think my gag group would be like Dino and Mark. But at the same time, I don't know if they would be, like, too much for each other. Mm. But, like, Mark is, you know, Mark is kind of go with the flow. So, actually, I feel like it might work out. Mark just follows Johnny around all the time. And he's just like, you know, Johnny's communication center, man. Like, he's just kind of there. He's just there for the laughs. So, you know what? I think he might jump right on, actually, now that I'm thinking about it. Mm-hmm. I'd like to think that Jung-ho is secretly like a little menace. I actually don't know enough about his personality.
He is
because I truly hope he would kind of secretly be in that group too.
He could totally be your menace. Totally.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. All right, so Elle, really, who has the better group here? Who's okay, listen, I like
we
your
have
questions
different
here
groups.
Whose group would win Kingdom?
Your group 100% would win Kingdom.
I do think my
but
group
mine
would win
might
Kingdom.
Get the mine might win though with the like fan votes though.
You would win, you know? Miss Congeniality for sure.
The fan votes though could push my guys know. Over. I don't know if they will deserve it, but they might win because they might get the fan vote.
Right. I do think my group would win Kingdom, but that's okay.
They should win Kingdom, I should say.
Okay. Whose group would have a bigger following? Who'd be more popular? I don't know.
I think my group, they've got the winning personalities. They're going to have a reality show. Like, they're going to have so much. People are going to have them on their binders, you know, at school.
I could see it.
Posters, you know.
Plus, they're very fresh. Like, just fun. There's a lot of appeal there. But also has a lot of talent.
Yeah.
So, I mean, Suncatchers for the win. Am I saying that right? Is that the title?
Sunshower.
Oh. Sorry.
Suncatcher was the name of the Gravity album.
I think I've been saying Suncatcher this entire time.
It's okay.
Who would be the biggest globally? That's a hard one.
Yeah, I feel like we just have such different appeals to our group. Yeah. So, like, which group would cross? I think your group maybe, because not every culture might love my cute concept.
I actually feel like mine might be bigger globally. And I feel like Stray Kids is a good example of that.
And ATs. ATs, too.
All the big ones that are big global kind of have a little more of like a oomph to them.
Yeah.
So I do think Moon might be a little bigger globally. But
yeah, but mine have duality. So when they change concepts, like, watch out.
Watch out. You're so right. Oh my gosh.
Okay, I have a question I don't have on here. Which group would win the like K-pop athletic games?
Well, let me look at my group real fast.
I know, I gotta look at your group. Let's see.
Okay,
I got your picture.
I don't think it's mine.
Bangchan is really athletic. Bangchan is super athletic.
Bangchan is crazy.
But you've
athletic.
Got some very unathletic guys in here too.
I know.
Oh, and
what
also,
I'm saying.
I mean, you've got the Apple Crusher too on your team.
I do think Jong-ho is stronger than we think. I think Matthew, though, on your team would crush it.
I have really good athletes. Like, do you remember Woo-young, like, in the, like, when they had the, what was it, in Kingdom, and they all went to field games? Woo-young destroyed. Oh. And then yeah. Jung-hun is so athletic, and you would not look at him and think that, but he is so, so athletic.
Jin-jin could throw someone over his shoulder, for sure.
Yes.
No doubt.
And Alan, oh my gosh, I've been watching a lot of Gravity Park. Alan is definitely the athlete. He does all kinds of flips and, Oh, yeah, okay, and but Felix also does the flips, too. And he's like, has all those medals in taekwondo. Yeah.
Really? Felix does?
Yeah, awesome. He's got a ton.
I was just about to ask who would have the most successful variety show, but I truly think it would be you, hands down.
100%.
Hands 100%. Down. Hands down. You, yes.
Jung-hun alone.
Yes. Uh-huh. But who would have the most, like viral Jimmy Kimmel performances or whatever?
That's yours. Yeah.
I think it'd be Moon.
For sure.
For sure. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Which goes on the fact that I think we would appeal to the American audience better.
Okay. I could see that. I could definitely see that.
I think Americans aren't like ready for the pastel hair as much, like, which is sad to me
because
I love the pastel. I love the pastel hair, but it's like there takes a cultural adjustment to make that gap, where I think if Moon came in our full black suits and our black hair and like went like kind of low key Bruno Mars, America would be like, great.
Yeah.
I'm in. Those are attractive Asian men. You know, like, I feel like they would be all down for that.
I'm thinking of that Icon song, You. That would fit your guys really well.
Okay. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. Oh my gosh. That was literally so fun. You guys.
So much fun.
We want to know your super groups.
Please make us one.
I either have already, when I post this episode, or will be making like a template for you guys to fill in, and check Instagram for that, because I want to know your super group.
Me too.
And you probably were thinking right now of who would be in it. You got to follow the rules though, y'all. Don't break the rules. You can't put more than two members from a group in your group. You just can't do it.
Nope. You need nine. You need to have the lead vocal, lead rap, and dance lead. Question though, well, also, if you have not yet, you should join Maddie's Discord, because we should definitely have a whole Discord about this for sure.
Absolutely. Please come join my Discord. I always forget to pitch these things, though. come join Discord. Go to my Instagram at yourgirlmaddie_pod. There's a link tree in my bio, and you can go check Discord out. Just hop on. It's so fun. Join Patreon.
Also Patreon.
There's a link there. Go follow me on Instagram at yourgirlmaddie_pod. And y'all, if you liked the K-drop, send us some feedback so me and Elle don't think we're crazy. I really feel like this is like needed in the Ya Girl Maddie community. I feel like this is going to be
the world in
a fun thing. The world in general. Y'all, I'm so glad, Elle, you're on this with me, because I just like, you are definitely the person that I would like. Like, you're exactly the person I want to do this with. I feel like this whole segment was birthed out of the fact that these are what me and Elle sent each other on our Instagram DMs. Like, this conversation.
Yep.
We've already had conversations like this. Yeah, we already made a fake supergroup. You're right. Like, a year ago, we made one.
Is your supergroup anywhere close to your old one?
I actually need to check. I don't remember.
Mine's not at all.
Oh, okay. So this just kind of became like, we just got to do it, you know? And kind of give it a different name than Ya Girl Maddie, because I'd rather that really signify K-drama. So the K-drop is just where you come for no K-drama. No drama, really.
No drama.
No drama, just fun. The hard-hitting stuff, truly. The hard-hitting stuff. So, yeah, we can wrap it up with just, like, a quick what to be on the lookout for K-pop. We just have a few comebacks in our near future.
October 13th, we'll see. TXT, can you imagine what their comeback's going to be with the pre-release here?
I'm literally so freaking excited. Like, they potentially might win the year. So, like, come
October
at me, TXT.
13th, the name chapter, Free Fall. We're all going to be shocked. And
yes,
it's going to be amazing. And Yeongjun will prove to everyone that he is the biggest star in the universe.
Yes.
And then later, October 23rd, is the one we are so excited for, which is 17th Heaven. 17, I'm so excited. this whole like music festival concept with like bright cheery flowers and stuff. I am loving it, and I cannot
wait. This is your dream. This concept is your dream.
I cannot wait.
No, we are carrots through and through, so we are pumped for 17's comeback. And then Stray Kids has a November comeback.
Another horizon,
which like I'm a little slightly concerned for the amount that they work. So I think we need to like, if anyone has the ability to contact those boys, please tell them to rest.
And come on the pod.
And come on the pod when they're resting, obviously.
Yeah, it'll be restful.
But y'all, stay tuned for that. Although it can't beat S-Class. Like, I don't, or Five Star.
Five Star.
The album.
Five Star the album, is incredible.
Potentially the album of the year. So
yeah, yeah. Anyways. Definitely mine so far.
Well, thank you guys for listening. We didn't have time today to air our exclusive interview with Joshua Hong, so stay tuned
for
that.
Like an hour 40. I don't think we could show it this week.
No, we don't have time, but we sat down with Joshua Hong. We really talked through a lot of what he's looking forward to in, you know,
his days at Magnet High School in LA. Stuff
so
like
stay
that.
Tuned for that. That's in post-production. But y'all, thank you so much for listening to The K-Drop.
Drop, 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 drop.
Drop, drop, drop,
drop.
We're probably going to make a jingle eventually. Yeah, I don't know.
That's it.
Maybe. Didn't have time to today. Thanks, guys. Thanks, Elle. Y'all rock.
Bye.
Bye. Woo!